Vincent Boner, it has all the hallmarks of what could be one of the great Donegal rallies.
Definitely, when you're looking at the entry list in there, and you know, we're just talking about ourselves, and you know, it's unbelievable, you know, and the lineup of people, even from far and near, they're coming to it, you know. And we have Chris, we have Craig Breeden this year now, and Block for America, and you know, it's unbelievable, you know. Yeah, definitely is.
Now, a lot has been made about the last stage on the Sunday, Portlaique, and you know from experience, you know, if it goes down to a few seconds, and who's not to say, I mean, there could be four or five people still in contention, it could literally boil down to that last stage.
No question about it, and if you, you know, as you said about Portlaique, above all the places, it's the place you don't want to be going into. You would like, you know, the like of a Fannett or an Atlantic Drive or something like that. But the abuse that it can take in there, especially if you have to give it abuse to try and win it, you know, anything can go wrong, you know.
And you remember the days of the BMWs and the Mantas battling it out, and I think you referred to the fact, I mean, in one of the rallies, maybe about 8 seconds between the top few.
That's correct. I remember Hank Breena was the first stage of the rally that year, and I think I was 2 seconds quicker than the two BMWs, and that's the way it stayed right up to the second last stage all over the weekend, you know. Definitely.
Now, why do you think the rally has stood the test of time so well?
Well, to be quite honest with you, I think the personnel has a lot to do with it. When we were going through a very bad patch there with rallying and that, we had the like of Damien Crawford, who was our chairman, and he was adamant that we were going to keep 3 days. And we watched all the other rallies throughout the country, the Circuit of Ireland and the Galways and the Killarneys and everything else, and they were all forced to go down to 2 days and 1 day. But he was adamant, and they put the work in, and they kept the 3 days, and I think that was the main stay of it, you know.
So maybe if it had gone down to 2 days, once something goes down, it's very hard to get it back up again.
It's nearly impossible, because you know, you have to deal with county councils and getting roads, and you have to deal with Motorsport Ireland, and they're talking about marshals. But when you keep it at the 3 days, you can be able to go back every year to the same people and marshal it and whatnot, and I think that was our biggest key to keep it.
And for so many people who are involved, people who come from rally families, you know, it can be in the blood, and once it's in there, it never leaves.
Oh, that's true. I probably would never have rallied only for the first rally of the Rosses started in Dunloe, and from that till now, you know, it's rally, rally, rally in our house, and John's at it now again, and I went away from it for about maybe 20 years when he wasn't interested, but now I'm worse than ever at it, you know. I'm going away tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock down to Limerick, you know, so it's still in the blood. Yeah.
Now, Craig Breen coming to the rally, that'll add to the spectator interest, and I've no doubt you're really looking forward to seeing him up here.
No question about it. It's great to see somebody that was in WRC coming. I remember back maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I remember Chris Meek doing the rally, and before that it was Colin McRae, and see the buzz that lifts the whole place when some special person like that comes to the rally, you know. And then again, on the other side of the house, the other competitors trying to, you know, match the pace that them boys have, and see, here at the minute, we're not far away from that, you know. Yeah, not far away.